If it were up to me, I would just sing those songs of you know, like if you're on the rock climb of life and you just can't find another handhold and you're just starting to slip and you're just thinking like, what can I trust? What can I believe? I'd love to find those songs like those Bob Franke songs that you can just hang on to, you know, and just kind of find your way up. And I only told you that because this next song, I realize I'm going to disappoint a lot of you. I think this next song is funny. I've gotten some letters that people don't like this song. But I like it a lot. So let me explain to you just why I think this song is worth singing. It's an anti-song. I always take these songs so seriously and try to get all this theology into 3 minutes. Ugh. This song is just written from a tidbit of conversation that I overheard in a restaurant. We were just waiting for the to-go food, you know, and I went back to get a mango. Nothing else to do. The man was very passionate about his mangoes. He said, you are going to have this tonight, right? I said, yeah, right now. He said, good, because it'll be too ripe tomorrow. I said, oh, okay. And we went up and, you know, tried to politely eat the mango, which is impossible, especially if you don't have a knife. And there was a woman who was waiting for a friend to have dinner, and she knew that there were a couple empty seats there in the lobby that she could come sit down on, but she was a little uncomfortable because, you know, with the mango and everything, we were talking about old love and, you know, junior high romance and steaming up car windows and all that. And so eventually she said, that seat there, could I don't have to, like, talk about old love, do I? Oh, yes, you do. Sit. She said, I can't. I just can't. The heartbreak is just too recent. And I said, oh, I'm sorry. And then she said, and this is the poetry that moved my heart. She said, yeah, you know, when you love somebody and they dick you around, doesn't that really suck?